Good morning, everybody, or afternoon, will we?
What's the...
Right. If you get stuck with a Geordie accent, there's a few Geordies in the room, so if you get stuck, they can always do a bit of explanation about what I've said. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to show you any pictures. The pictures are quite poignant. We've got kids bleeding from the nose. We've got some really nasty stuff. It terrifies people. In fact, a police officer, I did a talk at a concert the other night, and there's a couple of councillors there and a couple of community police officers. After the talk, the police officer said to me, he said, "You can't go about giving people talks like this. You've terrified them." He says, "You're telling them all our kids are going to get cancer, they're all going to die." I said, "Unfortunately," I said, "under international humanitarian law, I have to tell people 5G is a killer." And I think I better do that. I've just been told to tell you who I am. I'm Mark Steele. Anybody who hasn't heard me, I'm a weapon systems head-up display expert. I'm one of the leading experts in the world. I've actually brought cover in relation to this. And the reason I became an expert was because I invent them. State of the art. All right? You'll hear a lot of tales. There's a lot of people don't want me saying what I'm going to tell you tonight. And a lot of people try and discredit me. SDS, Special Defence Squad. You've got people out there, right, who are blocking the narrative getting out because the 5G story, believers, it's bigger than Jimmy Savile, it's bigger than the Holocaust, it's bigger than anything you've ever heard today. It's incumbent on everybody in this room, when I pass this information over to you, talk, tell, text. Don't use social media, it's not very good. I control the narrative. My Facebook page got pulled down last night. So, and that's because I'm up in court. Because what I thought I'd do, short-circuit the whole system and end up in the criminal justice system, which I've orchestrated quite nicely. I don't like that. And I've also orchestrated a full injunction by Gated Council. They put a full injunction out because what they've said is, I'm frightening people in the community. I'm frightening them because I'm telling them the truth. Gated Council are saying I'm telling them a load of porkies. I'm making it up. I'm a conspiracy theorist. It's one of those things that they label on people. What I'm going to tell you about 5G, it's unlawful, it's illegal. And what I mean by that, any product, whether it be a toothbrush, whether it be the tyre on your car, has to be fully regulated and standardised. If I make a plastic tyre, go down the road, it doesn't fit within that international regulatory standard, and you die, a family die, I've got the coppers knocking on my door, and I'm going to jail. All right? So every single thing that you see, whether it be a cup, the glass in your window, all covered under international regulatory standards, not 5G. 5G, as far as the government are concerned, is so great and so fantastic that you're going to get it without any standards. Because I haven't got time to wait for the standards, because, as we heard before, we've got to rush to get this digitisation, because you know what? The farmers need autonomous tractors in their fields. A 5G MIMO tank will kill all of their livestock. They'll wipe out small pollinators. There isn't any. You've got them out on the streets outside. The LED streets outside, by the way, are a killer. That's just come into the public domain now. I knew about it for quite a bit. I didn't want to talk about it. It's the pulse modulation. It's a square wave pulse. So it's stop, start. It's 2.5 electron volts and a 450 nanometer. So blue, if you can see any blue in that LED light, the energy level is extremely high compared to your cells. Retinal cells are damaged. It's significantly less energy than that. But let's go back to 5G, because that's what I'm here for. I'm not going to talk about the killer LED street lights that your local authorities roll out on top of you without any risk assessment, without any environmental assessment, nothing. It's all central government diktat. It's illegal. So, 5G, uninsurable. Any transmitters. Wi-Fi is uninsurable, by the way. The transmitter's insurable. You know, you get Wi-Fi in the house. Virgin, it's uninsurable. It's uninsurable, a harm for humans. It was 2.5. Now, you'll find this quite strange, but believers, look it up. What I'm going to say to you today, do not believe a single word I say. Not one. I want you to do your own research. You'll find it's absolutely terrifying, as has just been mentioned there before. It was a 2.5 gigahertz weapon that was actually used against the US Embassy in Moscow. Now, when I'm talking about your Wi-Fi in your house, it's got to be used, that signal, that microwave radiation has to be threatened such a way. But what I'm going to tell you, 5G, it's actually already been set so that it can be used in that particular way. So it's totally uninsurable. Lloyd's of London won't insure them. You'll have noticed, so it's a shame I haven't got some nice fancy pictures there for you. You've noticed that there's not many, you know, small birds kicking around, small flying pollinators, ladybirds, daddy long legs. We don't have any in Gateshead now. We've had a few butterflies, I must admit, I was a bit surprised because I thought they'd all be dead. It's only in like a year and a half. Thought they would have been dead. This is an environmental reckless crime. Right? There's no ifs or buts, no getting away from it. And this is the greatest existential threat to face our country today. I understand about Brexit, and I understand about politics, and I understand about criminality. The people that run this country are criminals. And I'm not saying that they're no, they're just thick criminals. You know, normally, all the criminal fraternity I've ever met in my life, very, very intelligent. You only have to get them around the corner, have a bit chit-chat, and you know, they know what they're talking about. These criminals are thick. In fact, I think what's happened over the last 20 or 30 years, they've actually just sucked the stupidest people up to the highest positions of power. And I believe it's deliberate. It's deliberate for this, because this has been planned for many, many years. It didn't happen, you know, 5G just didn't just come out of the woodwork, and they don't kill our tech for nothing. Sheffield, it's not far from here. They're chopping down all your trees. They're chopping the trees down all over. Yeah, well, the trees have got to come down. The problem with 5G signals, when the tree gets wet, it's not so much that the 868 can't look through a tree, it can, but when the tree gets wet, it becomes a bit of an earthen rod, and it takes the signal directly to ground. So if they want to scan and 3D map your home, it's a shame because I do have the pictures, 3D mapping your home, that's what 5G is all about. It's got a high dielectric lens. Now, it doesn't look very dangerous, but I'm going to explain something to people. If I was to take a 303 or a 7.62 round and give it to a Red Indian in the 1600s, he'd probably hang it round his neck. He wouldn't know what it was, would he? No. Well, that transmit on the top of that light. What that looks like to me is like that 7.62 round. All right? So when you see them on all the lights around here, just remember that's actually what it is. So they've chopped down all the trees in Sheffield, attempted to chop down all the trees in Sheffield. It's a humanitarian crime, because trees, they look after the environment, and the environment looks after you. They produce oxygen in the environment. They were put there by the Victorians for a reason, to make you feel better when you're at work. You know, they fix nitrates, they're good for biodiversity, so it is a bit bizarre. And not only that, the South Yorkshire Post have written to Sheffield Council and asked them to see if they can actually see the contract between themselves and Amy. They've refused, said it's commercially sensitive. So they're committing a crime. They don't want anybody to know what the crime is. The crime's 5G. They're denying 5G. In fact, here's a great and interesting one. Stag, save, I think it's Sheffield Trees Action Group or something. Stag was actually set up by the state. Because everybody I know who's mentioned 5G on the Stag Facebook page or their website, they've been deleted and they've been threatened. I know a lady in Sheffield, I've got a friend here, I know a lady in Sheffield, right, who's had people gang stalking her. She's been threatened verbally by linking 5G to the cut down of the trees. That's the sort of criminal activity we're talking about. One of my vehicles got smashed outside my home the other night. Was obviously I'm up in court on these particular charges. And because I'm organising my legal defence, because I'm not a criminal at all, I'm a humanitarian, I'm saving my community, and I'm putting my life at risk to do it. So anyway, in the meanwhile, smashing my car windows, right, attacking me on the internet, putting my webs, all tactics to try and stop me putting a case together so I can defend myself properly in court. And we'll come on to that later on. 270 of the world's leading scientists agree with me on 5G. The government have got one secret scientist that says it's safe. Won't be named, by the way. They will not name this person, but they are using that person's name. Somebody at PHE, I believe. I don't even think there is such a person. So the world's leading scientists say it's extremely dangerous. And the reason why it's really dangerous, you know, we know about analog signals, lots of TV about, and people just did drop down and die, all right? But analog signals, right, aren't complex. Humans are complex. And if I start to fire a 64 QAM signal at you, right, it'll smash your cells to pieces. That's without us weaponizing it. So your microwave radiation in your house, the reason why the kids are chopping themselves in schools. We all went to school. How many kids self-taught? I went, seriously, I did not one. 70,000 children self-harmed in school last year, and they're killing them with a Wi-Fi, sterilize them as well. All the data is there. It's coming out of Israel, coming out of the USCA, Environmental Health Trust. Do your own research. When you see these headlines, the mainstream media aren't covering it. We spoke before, somebody mentioned before about the mainstream media. Not only are they covering up the criminal activity of the elites, they're covering up the fact that this 5G system's been rolled out on top of you, and it's not safe, it's not regulated. And the reason why there's no safety regulations around it, it would fail. So, 5G's basically phased array. Anybody that knows about radar systems, anybody that knows about the military, will know that phased array, the first phased array, was actually developed by the Germans in the 40s. It posed a significant increase. It was called Mammoth. Everybody's watched, seen Private Ryan, you know, when they have the little shootout in the with the machine gun and nest. That's Mammoth behind them, right? And it could see Allied aircraft coming in when they took off from UK airstrips. So they could see them, they could guide aircraft towards them, they could guide, you know, weaponry at the planes. What most certainly they could do was harm the pilots, and they knew that. Those pilots became sick from the focused phased array signals from Mammoth. And this goes into your whole secret history, you know, Silicon Valley and all the rest of it. So, and how do you do that? You offset the signal. I've got some lovely pictures here of some weaponry. Unfortunately, you can't see it. The latest research from the battlefield space, these phased array systems show that they give troops cancer. All right? The Israelis have just done a study from a number of different military organisations, and they have absolutely shown that that this is a class one cancer-causing radiation. So your Wi-Fi that's in your home, the risk of getting cancer from it is very high. Now, no, it's quite handy. I don't have it at home. I used to have it at home because I work in the optical radiation. I work in the terahertz range because I'm a weapon sight systems guy, and I invent in that space. So I really didn't even think of microwaves are dangerous. And it was a guy who came to me from America, a professor.
Sounds like they're trying to shut you up, Mark.
Yeah.
Weird noises happening, the speakers, mics went off just a bit closer to that.
Yeah. Is that right? Can anybody hear that? Oh, it's probably... If anybody starts feeling a bit sick...
I'm here.
Aye. Interesting. Well, I hope they haven't followed us down from Gateshead. Check under your cars. Anyway, the interesting thing, it's a class 1 cancer causing radiation. Do not let them tell you it's a 2B. The WHO classified microwave radiation as a 2B carcinogen in 2011. It's a 1. It's an IERC 1. Always was. They knew it was. And the reason why, after the war, the GPU came out, put a load of wooden poles up all over the country at great expense, and put them signals in a cable. Put them in a cable for a reason. It's because it's dangerous to humans. And then in the 80s, in 84, you ended up with 1G. Sky and M started popping up. Put a mast at the end of your street. Has anybody did any analysis of how many people are getting brain cancer around those masts? The numbers are absolutely appalling. What I'm really concerned about is the children. We have got children being born today. I've got two children in Lobley Hill who've just developed heart cancer 1619. That heart cancer is directly related to the phased array radar system that's been fitted illegally and unlawfully by the local authority, who, by the way, have gagged me, so I'm not going to name them. I'll tell you where I'm from, though. They've actually fitted the transmitters directly outside people's bedroom windows. Manufacturer says it's not safe at several metres. In each one of these transmitters, it doesn't look dangerous at all. I believe it's that big. 25 milliwatt. The maximum I can expose any human to, a 200-pound male, is 1 milliwatt for 6 minutes. These are on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They've annihilated all the flying insects, all the birds. Absolutely a total reckless environmental criminal activity. And they don't care. So there's no standards. The whole thing's absolutely lethal. So obviously, I've had to short circuit the whole thing. Because they're not listening. I wrote the chief executive when I found out what it was. I had a lady knocked on my door, a lady called Debbie Chisholm. You may have seen it was in the Mail Online. Debbie said to me, "Mark, they've put these LED streetlights on and I'm bleeding from the nose at night." And I'm thinking, I think she's lost her marbles. Because LED streetlights won't, you know, might give you cancer in a few years' time, but they're not going to make you have a nosebleed. But I did notice this antenna. And my mind immediately thought, there's nobody stupid enough to put a telecoms transmitter or a controlling mechanism to an LED streetlight. Now, the reason for that, if I pulse modulate a light at a certain frequency through a square wave, I can weaponise it. So I thought immediately, this is nobody's going to put a controlling driver system on an LED streetlight that somebody can hack into and weaponise. It's not going to happen. Because the security services should have done the homework and they would have went, "No, you can't do that." Because somebody can hack into that system and you can make people fit. Can you imagine taking over a motorway and just getting a load of people to fit? Imagine the carnage. The operating system's called Zigbee, by the way. You can go on the internet. It's already been compromised. So any foreign power, any kid lying in a bedroom who understands his way around a computer can weaponise these lighting systems you just put outside your house. It's ubiquitous. For some mad reason, the government want to try and save some money. The MIMO tanks are running out across the countryside. 400,000. Central government have got a plan to roll these big telecoms transmitter sites across the whole countryside because some clever clogs thinks it's a good idea because farmers don't have broadband. I'm telling you now, 5G is not about broadband. 5G, I'll put it into context. If I shine a light at you guys, a torch, you wouldn't like it as long as it's not a very bright one, but I wouldn't get locked up for assault. If I shine a laser at you, that would be assault. That's what 5G is. That's small, collimated signals. The reason why the 5G weapon system, the 2.5 gigahertz weapon system, that was used against the US embassy in Moscow, the Americans couldn't even see it. And the reason why they couldn't see it, be like looking for a needle in a haystack. Same as the attack on a Cuban embassy. Wasn't an ultrasound weapon. Ultrasounds for subsea. Anybody that thinks they're going to use one on land, think again. That was a mainstream media narrative. Microwave radiation weapons have been used for years. They used them against the women on Greenham Common. Killed quite a few of them, by the way. Because if I pulse modulate a bit of energy at you, because that's basically all it is, it's energy in air. I pulse an energy wave at you. Your cells are just energy. And I start to stop them. Right, that's because that's how microwave radiation works in an oven. It's why your meat gets hot. This is the common sense view. Now just start to heat your cells up, snipe a little bit, and guess what? Causes oxidative stress, and you get cancer. So everybody's getting cancer, and they've now ruled out a system every few yards along the road. You've got a transmitter on the light, emitting the radiation directly into your bedroom window. And the design of these antennas, specifically these phased array type antennas, that's scanning your home 24/7. Now you'll see it. Well, why would they want to do that? Well, I'll tell you why. First and foremost, that's stupid. Secondly, they've been told central government are going to pull their budgets. So the local authorities aren't going to get much more money from central government because obviously they've pissed it up the wall doing something else. There's that much fraud going on, you just don't know where all the money's going. But they've lost all the cash. Your local governments aren't going to get the money that they're entitled to. So they've been told to put this transmitter outside your home so they can scan your home. And this is what it's for. Smart bins. Smart metering. So they can meter, so they can listen to what you're doing. They can meter your bin. Your bin, believe it or not, by 2020, radio frequency identity tags, barcodes are going to be replaced. It looks the same as a barcode. It's a radio frequency identity tag. It's printed on the packaging. It's basically a mirror. Do you know you can reflect microwave radiation with mirrors? It's quite a clever little trick. It's how you can weaponize them. So they put a mirror on the packaging. The signal comes from the transmitter outside your home, into your home, because the 3D 868, 870 it's for 3D mapping. It goes so concrete. The manufacturer of this particular one says it travels a kilometre, minimum kilometre in heavy urbanised area. He's a liar. He's not going to tell you it travels a lot further than that. That's what he's saying. It's not true, because phased array travels a lot further than that. Anybody in the military will tell you, you can see somebody at a couple of thousand miles. Right, and that's what this is. So they're going to scan your home. They can see those RFID tags. And your local authority's being told, when you finish with your next, you know, your packet of Kleenex or your bit of Wrigley spearmint gum, you put the packaging in your bin. You go back into your living room. This is smart city. Smart, all right. You go into your living room, and guess what? Up pops advert. So you're sitting with your old ass. You'll have a couple of cans of Carlsberg Special after this, by the way. So you've had a couple of cans of Carlsberg Special, you throw them in the bin, they know you've used it, and then your local authority is going to sell that data to the highest bidder. They've dropped a bit of a bollock. It's a class 1 cancer causing radiation. It also gives you dementia, damages your neural systems. Martin Powell, Professor Martin Powell, write this down. He's one of the leading experts in the world. Read what Martin Powell says about microwave radiation. He is the leading expert. And you'll realise what I'm saying is unbelievable, but true. The science supports it. The scientific documentary evidence and the epidemiological evidence, what I mean by that, the evidence on the ground, kids self-harming, kids committing suicide, people committing suicide, and everybody's ill. Everybody you talk to, I've got bad heads, sore eyes. I wear protective eyewear all the time because I know that central nervous system cancer is caused from this type of radiation. It's not safe. And your government's running it out on top of you without any care in the world. Telefonic are turned city into living laboratories, 5G. Living labs, experimental labs. They're experimenting on you. It's in breach of the Nuremberg Code. The Nuremberg Code specifically states you cannot be experimented on without your full knowledge. Do you know anything about what I've told you about today? This is in breach of all your human rights. That's scanning your home, 3D mapping your home. I mean, they'll tell you I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I believe it's when I show you the antenna, I've had the picture, I can explain to you how it scans your home. I can tell you the mechanics behind it. It's the reason for the injunction. They don't want me to keep telling people because I'm frightening people. That's what they've said. They're not bothered with killing kids. The other thing it causes, a close proximity to your bedroom charges the air. A 25 milliwatt transmitter emits an energy waveform. It's 307 electron volts at the first meter. At 10 metres, you're talking about 30-something, depending on the constituency of your air. So I'll do this because it's a little bit of a flavour, all right? Add a little bit more flavour to it for the press. We've got one of the largest Jewish populations, Orthodox Jew populations, outside of Israel. They live in Bentham. And that's part of the housing stock. It's terraced. So these transmitters are closer to their homes. They are closer, a larger density of them in their homes. And they're right up against that bedroom windows. I've got the pictures. It's a shame, like I said, we couldn't show you. directly outside that bedroom windows. Now, that charged air, unlike Zyklon B, the Nazis developed Zyklon B. They decided that was a good idea to kill people, but dispatch them in a humane way. Kills you in, you know, less than seconds. If you breathe in charged air, smart meters damage up.
Kill meters.
Smart meters. Yeah, smart meter. I mean, it's the biggest scam of all time. You can hack them. I can get a kid to come round and hack it today, so anybody that's actually paying that bill, you're not paying yours, you're paying the kids down the street. So he's not paying his. And if he is, he's absolutely mental, because he's got a class 1 cancer-causing radiation spying device in his home. Who would not pay for that? I'd want the gas for free as well. The only reason I have a smart meter is if you've got attacked and you're getting it for free. Is anybody that's paying the gas and having a smart meter, and I believe us, if you've got one, get it taken out. Ring them up and tell them to get it removed. It's uninsurable. It's uninsurable for harm to you. We've got pictures of children bleeding from the nose and gated. We've got brain cancer in children going through the roof, stratospheric. We've got the medical community going, hey, I wonder what's happening here. What's going on? I got a letter from the local, what do they call them? I think the clown. No, he's got something to do with he's the director for health at Gated Council. Shouldn't have mentioned their name there, but yeah, I'm not supposed to embarrass them as well. However, the man sent me a letter stating that heart disease has been dropping in the northeast and Gated in particular. They didn't even send us a link to the government's website, thinking that I wouldn't go and have a look. So I did. And guess what? He was lying. When do we pay public officers to lie? It's a crime. It's a criminal offence. Bristol University ruled out 5G. I told them not to, because, you know, some of these signals are really dangerous, especially to developing young minds. Can you imagine going to university and not being able to remember? Short-term memory loss caused that pretty quickly. I talk to people all the time, and Gateshead, young people as well, can't remember where they've left their keys. Can't remember. Kids who can't be bothered to go and do anything. I said to my cousin the other month, you know, she says, because my kids, I mean, they've got no go in them. You know, when I was a young lad, I was like, nothing was a trouble. All we wanted to do was be doing something and you know, and getting excited. And the kids are sitting about now. We know why. Significant neurological damage is done to humans at non-thermal values. And the standards that are applied to all these devices are cooking values. So what your PHE, IC and IRP and all these regulatory bodies, what they say is, as long as it's cooking you just a little bit, you're okay. That's what they say. As long as it's cooking you just a little bit, you're fine. Because people can be cooked. These are pulse modulating. What really makes them different, the same as the LED streetlights, what makes them dangerous. Natural radiation is high, very powerful from the sun. You'll know about that if you go down in sun, to Spain and lie out in the sun for a couple of hours. But I'll tell you this, if I tie out in the sun for a day, it'll kill you. Alright? That's natural radiation, not pulse modulated. And here's the analogy. If I get a jackhammer and I put it on a road and I stand there with a jackhammer and just keep it there, it's not going to come very far. I'm not going to dig the tarmac up, am I? It's not going to actually do anything to that road. As soon as I pull that hammer, you get the analogy, don't you? You can see what I'm talking about. These devices are made to pulse modulate that energy at your cellular system. You've never ever been exposed to anything like this before. This is more than analog. This is just absolutely unbelievable. Like I said before, do your own research, don't take my word for it. What was really interesting, the smoking gun, and I quote this one, in America, there's been a 38% increase in young women having strokes. Right, so these are 18 to 32 year olds, 38% increase. In the same, from the same geolocation, over the same period, the increase in young men has been 15%. The greatest difference between a young man and a young woman is body density, on average. Smaller head size. That's a smoking gun. We're seeing mortality rates in women today increasing at a significantly higher rate than what they are for men. Medical community, once again, and your government, they'll be blaming diesel cars. Because what you want is you want an electric car. You want to give your kids leukemia, put them in an electric car. Believe us, it puts them at significant risk of their life. Now, here's a really interesting thing, and I'll finish off after this. For some inexplicable reason, Ofcom have allowed technology companies to use the 60 gigahertz part of the spectrum for free. Now, pretty strange that, because spectrum's pretty expensive. You'll hear on the news people paying hundreds of millions of pounds for a little bit of spectrum to put a bit of equipment in there. 60 gigahertz spectrum's going to be given away free. Now, what's really interesting about the 60 gigahertz part of the spectrum, the radiation attenuates in air. What I mean by that, it gets stuck in the oxygen molecule. It actually gets stuck in it. Can't travel through it very well. And Ofcom are giving it up. Hey, do you want a bit of spectrum? There you go. Build yourself a device. Build yourself a device and you can emit 60 gigahertz. If I put a signal into an oxygen molecule and it actually starts to change the orbital properties of the oxygen molecule, your hemoglobin kind of pick it up. If I pour a lot of amplitude into it, I can actually break the covalent bond. If I break that covalent bond, I've got a load of oxygen atoms kicking around. They then attach with other oxygen molecules, creating O3. O3 will kill any biological structure at 50 parts per million. Now, I've actually seen pictures. I'm not making this up, by the way. Go and have a look for yourself. I'm looking at pictures in America where they look to me, I haven't seen the technical data on them, but they look to me as if they're reactors. Molecule reactors. They're hanging them outside people's, these big boxes. It's not 5G, because I know what 5G is. 5G is a little twig. Tiny little twig. With a little focusing lens on the top. It's called a dielectric lens. It's so I can 3D map your home and I can shoot you with it. It's used off the battlefield. Anybody playing that tank game? Anybody played it? You know how we play with the tanks? Your phased array antenna system's looking at the whole battlefield at any time. And as you cycle through, it picks its target. That's what phased array is. That's what these antennas are. But I'm trying to work out who's putting the reactors on these, because it doesn't look like 5G to me. Absolutely bizarre. So, International Court, 2011, it's the 1815 resolution. These are your leading judges in the world. Turned around in 2011, after the World Health Organization deemed microwave radiation as a classified carcinogen due to the increase in child brain cancer, decided to bring out a resolution for all governments to adhere to. Pretty, you know, learned people, you would think, these judges. What they said was, the maximum you can be exposed to long term, it's 200 millivolts, right? 200 millivolts, 600 for short term, 200 millivolts for long term period. There's not a single home in Gateshead I'm measuring radiation under 600, not one. I measured a lady the other day, she's bleeding from the nose at night. A GP tried to get her sectioned because she told our GP, she believes it's the lights that's causing our nosebleeds. We've got the crash team from the Tranwell. I went into our home and I measured the radiation in our bedroom, 4,000 millivolts. It's illegal, it's unlawful. And what I believe we need to do is get organised and get these criminals arrested. The laws are there to arrest them. The police aren't arresting them. And I'm going to show you something. I don't know if everybody knows about the criminal case I got. I got arrested for calling some councillors baby killers in this street. And I got a friend of mine to videotape it. She could hand it to the police. Anyway, I got myself arrested. Because this is a way to short circuit the system, by the way. I got arrested. And I was telling them they were baby killers and criminals and that they're going to go to jail. So my defence in law is Section 3, the criminal justice system. Basically, I'm going to say that I had to act in such a way to stop this far larger crime, what I call genocide. Genocide, by the way. That's what it is. No ifs or buts. Anyway, there was a lot of fear and thrown in the magistrate's court. So my friends were there, and obviously it all got a bit out of hand, and the magistrate recused herself out of the case. Anyway, I'm now talking to a district judge. But in the meanwhile, I'm now representing myself, because my solicitor can't represent us, because they cannot represent you correctly in a court, because of me shutdown. They're really, really responsive, because obviously my solicitor, when I first went to see him about my arrest, he thought I needed to be in the Tranwell as well. Till he actually read the scientific data that I showed to him for my defence. They're 100% behind me now. So what actually happened, we goes into the court and there's a lot of fraud going on. I'm giving them the rule of law. The clerk, the magistrate, they didn't have a clue. They didn't even know what the law was. In fact, I quoted Section 3 of the Criminal Justice Act, says, what's that? So I'm in a court, right, I'm not a lawyer, but I had done my homework. They hadn't. So anyway, the whole thing falls to bits, and my defence to this charge is the fact that I'm stopping a far larger crime, all right? A far larger crime, namely genocide, human rights crimes, torture. Torture is making me, I get ringing in the ears, bad heads. I'm not going to let them bastards chase me out of my home. I'm going to fight them. I'll fight them with everything I've got. This is really interesting. So I speak to the solicitor, who's the prosecuting solicitor, a guy called Ian Simpson. I don't know if I can name him, but I probably will. Anyway, yeah, it's a bit late now. So anyway, he says, yes, Mr. Steele, he said, your offence, and I'm telling him, I've given him my defence. He says, well, we're not going to have that. I says, well, first and foremost, I said, the magistrate wouldn't allow me to present any scientific evidence in the case. So I says, that's what caused most of the... he said, well... I said, because I said, if the criminal justice system can't rely on science, I says, I mean, you're setting a very, very dangerous precedent here. And he said, I can't really comment on that, Mr. Steele. And I said, well, I said, at the end of the day, I'm going to be presenting evidence, right, to show that the statements I made to those councillors is true. Absolutely true. Now, baby killers, because you've got to remember, they've had all the documentary scientific evidence from me to show how dangerous this equipment is and has killed babies in the womb in my near locality. Neighbours of mine have lost babies at near full term to this technology. And I received this. So I'll give them a full breakdown of what's going on in my locality. Now this document, I know you can't see it, but what that is, this is the Crown is going to use the evidence of a case that went before us to try and find me guilty. In this case law, references three people who entered a RAF base, trespass, aggravated trespass. It's during the Iraq War. Went all the way to the House of Lords. The House of Lords found against them. But the reason why the House of Lords found against them, because these guys were saying there was atrocities, there was genocide going on in Iraq. The reason the House of Lords found against them was because they said we were at war. And obviously in a war, genocide can sometimes happen. So what I'm going to try and find out is, are we at war? Because our document tells me we are. I hope I haven't terrified everybody. Thanks very much.